Nothing heard. KFA-SEE. Monitoring.
Mobile. Hey, good morning, Mike. Where are you at this morning? Sounds like you're a little bit out. West Bank or Sterling?
Are you, again, it's a multiple repeater system, so where are you located?
I'm in Mio, M-I-O. That's where one of the repeaters is at, up here in Mio. So that's, we're probably about, I don't know, 80 miles apart from one another here in Gaylord.
So I'm getting really bad reception. Are you in northern Michigan as well?
Yes. I'm in Mio, M-I-O, Michigan, where one of the repeaters is at. I am getting here loud and clear, so I don't know what's going on in your end, over.
I'm breaking up, where is Mio? Are you close to Gaylord, Grayling, Indian River, Batani? Where is that?
It is probably about 80 miles south of Gaylord. It could be a little bit more, but we're southeast of Gaylord.
Exactly where you are. I've got a place in Indian River, Michigan, and I think I'm on the Sheboygan County right now. But yeah, again, for some reason you're scratchy, but I'm really glad I'm coming in full 5x5.
Yeah, every once in a while you'll get clipping a little bit, but I just noticed that, so it's probably why you're not getting where I'm at. But I'm in a town called Mio, Michigan, M-I-O, and it's off of M-33.
Copy that. Yeah, I never heard of that town before, but I know where M-33 is, and if you're 80 miles south of Gaylord, I got you right where you need. What are you close to, 127 or I-75?
I'm neither. I'm north of M-33 and east of I-75. So M-33 takes you up to Alpena, Fairview, Hickman. You can hit 65, M-65, and go into Alpena. But that's where I'm at. You take this, you can hit M-32, which is east of Gaylord.
So what you're telling me, you're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, that's why we moved north. We get out of the city, and you don't have to worry about it. So that's where I'm at. But, yeah, that's why everybody comes north. You know, all the bums leave the city.
Well, I've had a place up in northern Michigan, Indian River, where we're 30 miles south of Mackinac for almost 90 years. And my mom passed a couple years back, and we're trying to redo her house so we can enjoy it up here. The problem is the snow. So we had a really, really bad snow. I don't know how your last winter was. But between the ice storm and the snow and our flooding issues and now we have fire danger, it's really exciting in northern Michigan.
Yes, it is. That's why everybody comes here. But nope, we get all that too. I have a place. I'm coming just a mile to do some get some ATV tires repaired or replaced. And I live by West Branch, Michigan, which is exit 212.
Copy that. I know West Branch well off I-75. You go about 100 miles north. I'm off of 310. That's Indian River, so that's straight up I-75.
I know exactly where you're at, so all right, I'm here where I gotta be. We'll talk to you, WBUH.
BUH, this is KC9SJP. Great talking to you, 73. Have a wonderful, beautiful day, because we got rain coming in the next 5 days. This is KC9SJP clear.
Hey, Jillis.
KC8VSU on Norm Michigan Link repeater system.
KC8CMQ testing. N9KOP. N9KOP. You out there? KCCMQ. N9KOP. Cameron, you out there? KCCMQ. Just want to let you know. The mile repeater is not hooked up to the echo link, so anybody can hear me or can hold of him, let him know that it can't connect to it. KCCMQ.
Hey there, KCVSU, yeah, we are hooked up with the mile repeater.
Well, I know you're hooked up to it, but I can't connect into it. I can hear you, but I can't connect into the echo link.
Well, you're making it on the repeater itself, so who knows? Maybe there's a surge or something, but yeah. But you're making it in just fine from over there, John.
Well, I should be because I'm hooked into the Munson medical one, the hospital. So that's where I'm connected into. I'm not even connected into the mile. So I figured, well, that's the only other way we can get around out down here. So, yep, hey, good morning to you over on the west side. East side, we got the sun coming up, so you're going to get it later.
Yeah, no, you were doing fine. You're okay, bud. I mean, no static, no noise. You're good into it. I know, EchoLink, you may have to shut it off and reboot it because I think they've probably done some software updates.
No, I've done that, but I've done it on two different phones and my computer. And it's still not connecting into it. So there's got to be something on this end that maybe the wind or something from the other day might have affected something. Hey, CHCMQ.
Yeah, well, Cam will get to it when he gets to it. You know him. He's a busy guy. So it's like over here, we're having trouble with our DMR. So whenever
it gets done, it gets done. Okay, got you later. KCHCSU. Yeah, I heard that the other day you was trying to have some problems over that end. I was in mine. So today was the first day that I'm not getting into it. Catch you later. Have a good one. KCHCMQ.
KFW, GD8, listening. KF8, GDW, listening. Okay, do I ask mobile?
B9NN mobile monitoring.
Okay.
MATAD Mobile, listening. WTAG, WTAG. How about it, Jerry? You out here? MATAD Mobile, car.
N8DAD, AC8CMQ, go ahead.
I couldn't make you out. Is that you, Jerry? The TAG from N8DAD mobile?
Nope, it's John down here in Mile. I tried to get, Lewiston, tried to get on the Mile with Peter again, and it didn't work, so I had to get over here onto the Munson. Say hello as you go sliding by. Go ahead.
Hey, boys, been a while since I heard your voice. This is Barry, N-A-T-A-D. We're headed up to Fairview there. This is M-18 going to come up to M-72 here in a minute. So I'm going to take a nice slow cruise for the day. How's it going with you, man?
I was going all right. I was going to go up and burn some wood, but a little bit on the windy side. I had to get some garbage together for 2 weeks from now. We got free garbage down here in Greenwood Township, so I got a bunch of metal and stuff and papers and a bunch of other garbage I'm going to take over there. So it'll give me a couple weeks to get going on that.
Good deal, good deal. Yeah, we just thought I'd take a little cruise here because I had the surgery today. I won't be going too far anywhere for a while, so I thought I'd come up and see my friend Jerry for a while this afternoon. Nice, beautiful, sunny day outside. I don't know what the temperature is, but it's all right. Cruising along here. I was a little closer on 18 than where I am, but apparently, I'm 72, but gotta be coming up here pretty soon somewhere. Over one of these hills of the RV. 72 and head east. Yeah, it's a nice day out, Glenn.
Well, yep, it's gonna be nice like this. At least it's not hot, but it's gonna be like this for the next almost this full week. Got a little cold last night, but we'll see what happens next weekend. We're supposed to start getting a little bit on the warmer side, but what the heck, you never know what Mother Nature's going to bring us. At least we're not getting those tornadoes and stuff.
Yeah, we don't need any of those, that's for sure. Yeah, I probably am 72 here. We're at the light here. I was going to say, I had 43 last night. 43 degrees. So, it's not as hot as it has, but it's been kind of hot the last couple of days here. Well, not yesterday, but the day before. 3 days in a row, it's pretty warm out. But today's not so bad. Anyway, all I did, just talked to John, KC90N last night on the phone, questioned about my slicer on my 3D printing stuff, so he's a go-to man for that stuff. I was taking a journey, we're eastbound here, as they used to say, watching out for the deer, N8D80 mobile, take care.
Yep. Okay, well, you drive safe next time you talk to KC90N. Just say hi to him or whatever. It's been a long time since I talked to him. I got to get a radio from him, too. I probably don't even have it anymore. Have a good one. ACHCMNQ.
This is WAAD.
1, test out.
DAD Mobile.
We will also pass messages to other amateur radio stations and to alert those listening for any emergency or weather bulletins. If during an emergency this repeater is not in operation, please go to the 147.26 Munson repeater. Repeater is not working. Go to 146.58 Simplex for net operations. At this time, net control will stand by for any stations with emergency or priority traffic. No stations heard. At this time, net control standby for check-ins. When checking in, please transmit your first name followed by the call sign. After the last call sign is heard, net control confirmed that you were checked in. Those stations wishing to check in, please call now.
Kevin, Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Alpha, Golf.
Mike, Alpha, India, 6, X-ray, Quebec.
Bob, KV8, SCJ.
Kevin, Kilo, Echo, 8, Sierra, Bravo, Whiskey.
Mike, Whiskey 8, Victor, Papa, Charlie.
Kilo, Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform.
Tony, Kilo, Echo 8, Sierra, Bravo, Zulu.
Jeff, November 8, Echo X-ray.
We had a couple doubles in there. I've got Kevin, number 1, KF8AGY, Mike, AI6XQ, Bob, KB8SCJ, Kevin, number 2, KE8FBW, Mike, W8BPC, Kevin, number 3, KE8WWU, I've got Tony, KE8SBZ, I've got Jeff, NADX, anybody else?
K
Dragon T, NACS.
WX1J.
Yes, ma'am. NHCN, got you in there.
Scott, WX1J.
WX1J, Scott, got you in there. Anybody else? Well, let's go to the top list with Kevin number one, KF8AGY. Kevin, your location, if you've got any messages to pass.
This is Kevin, KF8AGY, over here on Spider Lake, and I have no traffic. KGDC, back to you.
Mike, AI6XQ, Mike, your location, any messages to pass.
This is Mike, AI6XQ, South Lake, we don't know. No messages to pass. Back to you.
Bob, KB8SEJ, Bob, your location, any messages to pass.
This is KBASCJ, located in Neston City, Benzie County, no traffic.
Mike, WAPPC, Mike, your location, any messages to pass?
Net Control, WAVPC, location is Royal Oak, no traffic.
Kevin, KD9WW, Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Kevin, Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey, Whiskey Uniform, north end of Torch Lake. No messages to pass.
All right, for Torch Lake, we're getting very little static. I'm liking this. Let's go to Tony, KEASBZ. Tony, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Tony, location Rennie Lake. No traffic. Back to net, KE8SBZ.
Jeff, NADX in Alaska. Jeff, your location, any messages to pass?
Well, Glenn, this is Jeff. I'm in Versailles, Kentucky. It is nice and warm here, and I'll see you guys at the end of the week. No messages, NADX.
Kentucky, all right. You surprised me on that one. Let's go to Joe, NHCM. Joe, your location, any messages to pass?
This is NACM. I am near Barlow in the South Airport here in Traverse City, otherwise known as Lower Methodonia. And no traffic for the net. Thanks, Glenn.
Audio's excellent, Joe. Excellent. Let's go to Scott, WX1J. Scott, your location, any messages to pass?
Good evening, Glenn, and everybody on the net. Scott, I'm in West in Traverse City on Washington Street, and I have I do have traffic. An MT-63 message for you. If you have time, no priority on it. It's just something, if you have time, I'll go after you. And back to net from Whiskey X-Ray 1, Juliet.
Scott, excellent. I do have a message. Just want to make sure we haven't missed anybody else. Anybody else want to jump in tonight?
Oh, this is Mark, KC-8-Z-A-T.
Mark, KC-8-ZAP. Mark, your location, any messages to pass?
My location is 6 miles south of Chum's Corners, right off of M-37, and no messages to pass. Back to Mexico.
All right, we do have...
Hello, Charlie, Mike, Clement, John.
For field day, I'm going to be bringing in several battery banks. We're going to be test. We're bringing a solar panel. Be plugging that in, make sure it works. I think the following week we're going to work on the generators. It turns out I put the recommended spark plugs, but you want to put apparently resistor spark plugs. That may have been causing our interference, so I learned that last week. So work on the generators next week. This week will be batteries. Tonight's message deals with something of great social import, as Janice would say. What is the meal for Friday for field day? Because, you know, you've got to prep. I'm going to transmit this, and then we'll get to Scott. In case you don't have your tablet ready, again, I'm just thinking of a possibility of a grilled pork loin with mashed potatoes, gravy, grilled asparagus, maybe tiramisu, cheesecake, something like that, something, you know, something something's sinking. But anyway, we'll vote on that. All right, stand by for digital traffic. All right, this message is 39 seconds. This is KGTC. Message is as follows. GTC and message. If you receive that message, please check in.
KBASPZ, full copy.
KBASPZ, full copy.
Copy, no rep.
GTC, full copy, and Glenn, you had another check-in. He stepped on over you.
All right, I got copies from Tony, Mike, Bob, Kevin didn't get the full message. There was another check-in there. Can you give me your check-in, please?
KASPW, full copy.
SPW, gotcha, Kevin. We missed a check-in, I'm sorry. Can someone do that again? Who was our missed check-in?
Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Mike Quebec John Lewiston.
Charlie Mike Quebec, can I get your first name, please?
Yeah, it's John, Juliet Oscar Hotel, November.
John, thanks for checking in. This is part of our emergency communications, part of our group. We're going to have our social group, so stand by. All right, we want to, we're practicing sending emergency messages. Scott, would love it if you would give a try.
Okay, very good. In the spirit of continuing our work on the field day and T-Barge, this message is about 58 seconds long. It's a little bit long, but it is a form talking specifically about sending messages during field day. So here we go. This is WX1J. Messages as follows. Message. If you copy, please contact net control.
I did not get that one, Scott. The station ID right at the end of your message. I'm seeing text on the on my screen, but I'm not seeing anything in my inbox. Does anybody else get that message?
I got it. KBASPJ.
The full text of the message, but it did not wrap it in the radiogram format that was specified, so I think it's a big issue. Both The IPS 213 and the radiogram behave the same way, but I did get the entire context of the message all the way through, and including Scott's telephone number. KF8AGY, KGTC, back to you.
All right, I'm going to have to work on my end because I got gibberish. I got the rap part, but I didn't get anything else. All right, that's it for tonight. Does anybody else have a message to send?
Yes. Okay.
Go ahead.
I don't have my message to send, but I did get the wrap. It did come through in radiogram format, and I did see Scott's text, except it didn't translate the backslash and then to carriage assurance for some reason. I didn't get any of yours. I just got gibberish prior to that. I didn't see any wrap, so I thought it was my setup here for a minute, but I didn't change anything. I didn't get yours, but I got his in its entirety, so, and there's no kids yelling in the background, which is odd. But I don't know if there's a format difference or something, but it could explain the very results tonight. Anyway, thanks. NACMC.
All right, we're going to have to investigate that. Scott, I wonder if you're using the older version or the newer version. Do you know if you have the most recent version of FL Digging?
Yes, I have the most recent version, and using the 213 form. And there's a possibility that it just is the combination of the mic and the room in which I'm transmitting. My Radio Shack is relatively small. There are is an echo in it. I would have to look into that, but I thought we'd just give it a try to see if it works. Obviously, one person got it. And Kevin got the messages, so at least something's coming through, but we'll have to work on that and practice. But the key point of the message was that in order for us to get some bonus points, 200 points, at Field Day, we need to send messages originating from the Field Day site, and my proposal was to send those via MT63-2000 to a local station who then sends it on via Winlink. Winlink is a preferred and viable mode of transportation. Once it leaves our area by RF, it'll then transfer by Winlink RF, and then the rest of the journey it can go internet. But anyway, that was that. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. And with that, I'll turn it back to you. KSGZWXYJ.
Interesting. Interesting. Let's make sure that happens. 200 points is worth a lot. All right, everybody. Thank you for checking in. Join us tomorrow. We'll be playing with batteries. And it's now time for the Channel and Amateur Radio Club Social Hour. Take it away, Cherryland. This is KGTC. Take it away.
Good evening. Welcome to the Monday Night Social Hour Net. This is K8SBZ. My name is Tony. I'll be your net control station this evening using the call sign W8TCM. The purpose of the Monday Evening Social Hour Net is to connect and to build a ham radio community and to communicate information of interest to amateur radio enthusiasts in the area. The mesh net and the use of the W8TCM repeater are authorized by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club, serving the greater Grand Traverse and Northern area. This is a club-sponsored activity. Welcome to those using other repeaters linked in tonight. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check into the MeshNet. All newly and any new licensed hams are invited and encouraged to check in. Before we check in, just a reminder, Tuesday mornings, breakfast with hams, location JNS, South Airport JNS Restaurant, located corner of South Airport in Garfield. It meets at 9 a.m. Tuesday mornings. Tuesday evening is the W8TCM. Let's see what's going to be. Normally it would be a project night. We're going to be doing a test run. Thinking about Field Day coming up. Glenn just explained to us a little bit in T-Barge what we'll be covering tonight. And so it's just a reminder for everybody to be getting ready for Field Day coming up at the end of the month, June 27th and 28th, at the Keesel Farms up at Sutton's Bay. More information
in the cherry juice. Tonight, I guess I'm kind of wound up and excited. I had an interesting weekend. Hang on just a second. Okay. My grandson got to experience something really big in his life. He's 8 years old, and he got to experience the national NBA championship in person. And I can only imagine through his eyes, the grandfather is just all excited for him. And I was thinking that tonight maybe subject could be if you could share with us one of the greatest sports events that you may have witnessed. Let's go ahead and make it on the radio if it was something you heard on the radio, or as an alternate answer, give me your favorite radio sportscaster. Okay, this is WATCM. Stand by. Okay, now time for check-ins. I had to find myself here. We check in one person at a time. I'll call for a check-in. You send me your call sign and your first name. I'll acknowledge each station and ask for the next check-in. This will be more efficient and minimize the number of doubles. Thanks for your patience. This W8PCM Net Control for the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. We'll begin our check-ins with short time-constrained stations, respecting that time. I'll take your comments after the group checks in.
Whiskey Baker 8, Whiskey India Victoria, Tom Cadillac Short Time.
Okay, we're already started. Tom's didn't wait for done, but second short time check-in, please call now.
Mike, Alpha India 6, X-ray, Quebec.
Alpha India 6, X-ray, Quebec. Mike, I got you in there. Next short time check-in, please call now.
Kevin, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra, Pro Whiskey, short time.
Kevin, got you in there, Katie. E8SBW. Next short time check-in, please call now. Having heard, let's go back to the top of the list. Tom, I assume you're in Cadillac. WB8WIV, go ahead with your, go ahead and give us a report on how you did this week.
Okay, Tony, thanks for taking the net tonight. 64 degrees, by the way, here, WB8WIV. Well, we had, yesterday I had company, it was by Elmer from South Bend, Indiana, W89PYH, he and his wife stopped in on their way home from Mackinac Island, and I've known Jim for, since 1971. He was a guy who loaned me a receiver when I was a novice and helped me out. He's a year older than I am. He graduated in 68. I graduated in 69. We went to the same high school, but I didn't know him because he was a year ahead of me. And we took the same math course at South Bend, Indiana, University of Indiana, Indiana University of South Bend, and he was in the math class, 50, and that's how I got to know him. So anyway, we've been friends ever since. Let me drop it real quick. If anybody there is thinking about coming down to the Waxahachie Amateur Radio Club Field Day site, it has moved. We are going to be out at the airport. We have a facility now. It's gonna be our clubhouse, basically. And we're going to be holding, like, our picnics there, field day there, and all that kind of good stuff. So, anyway, that's where we are at. As you come down, we are no longer in the Tustin area as we were for the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. Anyway, that's the story there. And a real busy day here. We got the yoga, got the dogs out, had to do some shopping. Yeah, but so that was it. Anyway, I'm going to turn it back to you. I'm going to get ready for bed here. 7-3 all the way around. Back to you, Tony. Thanks again. And sorry for jumping the gun there. I thought you had turned it over. WATCM, WBAWIV. I'll be clear. Good evening.
Always great to hear from you, and glad your new club location is going to be on something bigger than a postage stamp. They should be able to find you somewhere around the airport as long as they keep driving in circles. Mike, AI6XQ, you be ready for your transmission, and Kevin, stand by. Go ahead, Mike.
Good evening, Tony Dinette, and thanks for taking that control, Tony. This is Mike, AI6XQ. To follow your theme of best stuff you've heard on sports, I've got a tie for two of them. Ernie Harwell calling the Detroit Tigers World Series 7-game win over the St. Louis Cardinals. Great. And tied for first place was the Los Angeles Dodgers broadcaster Vin Scully calling Kirk Gibson's shot in the World Series where Gibson could hardly walk and had a walk-off home run that won game one of the World Series that set the momentum for the Dodgers to win. If you've never heard that call, you should listen to it. Vin Scully, if you just Google Vin Scully, Dodgers World Series home run call. If you don't have the hair stand up on the back of your neck when you hear that call, there's something wrong with you. And that's it for me. Thanks, Tony. Back to you. AI6XQ.
Mike, sounds like a couple of great memories there, and I'll have to catch up with you if you meet us for breakfast and find out what years those events were. Sounded like a lot of fun. Kevin, KE8SBW, go ahead with your transmission, and then we'll stand by for Echo Lincoln All-Star.
Hey, thanks, Tony. This is Kevin. Hey, my family just came to the door, so I'm just going to have to say goodnight to everyone and hope you're all well. JE8SBW, back to
you. Okay, Kevin, thank you for the family. Thank you for letting us know the family's coming in. Say hi to them for us, if you would, and hope that you have a great evening over there. Let's now go to Echo Link and All-Star. There will be a few-second delay for Echo Link responses. We'll allow for that. First, Echo Link or All-Star Station, please call now.
November 8, Echo X-Ray, Jeff.
Okay, we can always depend on Jeff on being on Echo Link. Next, Echo Link or All-Star Station, please call now.
Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Mike Quebec, John.
Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Mike Quebec. Okay, I've got you in there. Okay, it's John. I got it now. John over in Lewiston. Okay, thanks for calling in. Any more All-Star stations out there? Hearing none. This is WATCM Net Control. We'll now stand by for all check-ins. Newly licensed hams, now's your chance. First general check-in, please call now.
NAWK.
Ward, got you in there. Next general check-in, please call now.
This is Kevin, KF8GY.
Kevin, I have you on the count. Next general check-in, please call now.
K8WQK, Pete.
KWQK, gotcha, Pete. Next general check-in, call now.
Mark, KC8ZAP.
Mark, got you in there. Next general check-in, please call now.
Kilo, Delta 8, November Hotel. Nicholas on this side of the mic.
Nicholas, got you in there. Next general check-in.
November 8, Papa November Kilo. Mike.
Edgar.
November 8, Papa November Kilo. Got you in there. I think there may have been a double. Person that was trying to call in, try again.
K-A-H-H-Y-E, Edgar.
Edgar, got you in there. Next general check-in, please call now.
Scott, WX1J.
WX1J, got you, Scott. Next general check-in.
Captain Kilo, Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform.
Kevin, got you in there. Next general check-in, please call now. Okay, let's start at the top of the list. Let's go back up to Kevin, N8EX, down in Kentucky. How's it going there, Jeff?
Well, hello, Tony, and everyone out there, and Ward, I heard, and Dad, and quite a few other names I recognize. This is Jeff, and yes, I'm in Versailles, Kentucky, right outside Lexington. Going back to school, as TVT or Joe used to call me, the perpetual student, and here we do it again. I'm adding on a psychiatric mental health portion to my family nurse practitioner so I can do more care. So I'm committing myself to another couple years of schooling, well, 1 year schooling, 1 year clinic. Yeah, but the I get bored. There's so many things you can go out and do in life, and so we're going back to school. But it's an orientation, so I'll be leaving here Wednesday afternoon, hopping on a flight to Detroit, and then up to Traverse City, and hanging out with family until Sunday. This is the short trip. I don't have the family with me, but we're going to be doing the long trip for a few weeks in August. So we'll get more time there, but right across a few people. Other than that, I hope everything's going well. Everyone had a good start to the week. And, it's make sure to hydrate, especially when it gets warm. So we'll catch you soon. Back to you, Tony, at ADX.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for checking in tonight. It hasn't been too warm up here the last couple of days. We've had a little bit of a cool spell. I'm hoping that it's going to be dry for a couple of days. I'm getting my house painted up here. I can't even see out the windows right now. So we'll look forward to having you up here in August. And this time around, say hi to your mom for us. And thanks for checking in. John, KC8CMQ, go ahead with your transmission. Ward, stand by.
Okay, well, KC8CMQ, I got three quick things to tell you. First of all, if you happen to hear Cameron, he probably already knows, but I'm not sure. I can't connect into Echolink on the 700. I'm on the Munson right now, but I can't connect into the 700 down here in Mile. Two other things here real quick. Number one, my daughter, when she was 4 years old, I think it was Burger King, I'm not sure, but they had a drawing, and her name was Trod as a ball girl for the Detroit Pistons down there when they had it at the well, not the Silver Dome, but down there in Lake Orion before they moved and went to Detroit. But she was a ball girl. She got the ball. She got a jersey. She got a pennant with everybody's name on it. She got a picture with everybody on it. And here she was, a little short thing, and everybody else. She wasn't even coming to the knees on these guys. But it was pretty neat. She got all the ball. And she got everything that we gave her. And she's out in Idaho right now. Got it hanging all on the wall. Let me break for just a second here for the second one. Okay, CHCMQ continuing. My wife and I, when we was married and down in Lake Orion, back in 83, we got to meet Mickey Lowlitz when he opened up a donut shop down there. Didn't last very long, but when we went down there on opening day, he was giving out a dozen donuts to everybody. And we had a big old long line going out the door, but unfortunately we got in there. It took us about an hour and a half to get through the door, but we got in there, shook his hand, and said hi to him, and that's about it, and got on out of there, let somebody else go. So that's my three things. KCHCMQ, y'all have a good day.
Okay, thank you, John. That was really interesting and an exciting time for a young daughter being a ball girl for the Detroit Pistons. That's pretty cool for sure. And I don't know if I'd trade that for donuts or not. I think I'd let the donuts go. I think that's a winner. N8WK, Ward, go ahead with your transmission, and Kevin, standby.
Oh, good evening, Tony, and thanks for taking the net, and greetings to the rest of the gang that's on the net tonight. I kind of like this weather. Today, to me, was just absolutely perfect. I noticed that the wind we had, really dehydrated my hanging plants, so I got to hit them with a little water here. Hopefully that'll bring them around. Yesterday was pretty darn cold. But today I think was just great. And with that, I'll send it back to you, Tony. This is NAWK.
Thanks for checking in tonight, Ward. And I agree with you. Great weather. Great weather. I got outside to take a look at the paint that was going on the front of the house, and I was a little bit surprised at the color. My wife had the guy come over yesterday, and from a 1-inch paint strip, I picked something out in kind of dull light, and now I guess I'm going to have to live with it for a few years. So nice weather, though. Okay, let's go to Kevin, KF8AGY, and Pete, standby.
This is Kevin, KF8AGY. My sport's going to be a little unconventional here. In my 30s, I did a lot of rock climbing, and my kids were also inspired to do the same thing. So when we went on family vacations, often we'd take all the climbing gear. Kids would take their bike helmets and their rollerblade knee pads and elbow pads, and I'd rig something up for them just so they could try their hand at it, and they had a ball. They went to a lot of remote places. But in 1993, Lynn Hill was the first person to free climb the nose over 4 days. For any of you who don't know, the nose on El Capitan is about 2,900 feet high, and it gives 31 lengths of 50-meter rope to make the climb. She returned again in 1994 and completed the feat instead of 4 days in under 24 hours. So she was pretty stoked about that, so was I. Anyway, that's all I've got to share tonight for sports inspiration. WATCM, this is KF8AGY, back to you.
Okay, Kevin, that was actually quite interesting. And anytime we have a topic like this, if you want to expand upon it a little bit, yeah, we're open for that. Good to hear from everybody and to hear what their experiences are. Pete, KWQK, go ahead with your transmission. Mark, stand by.
Hey, good evening, Tony and everybody else. Nice net, Tony. Pleasant evening. This is Pete in Elk Rapids, KWQK. Well, haven't been real radioactive the last few days, and I don't know about this week. A lot going on. I'm looking forward to breakfast in the morning, see a bunch of you, but I don't know about field day. These weekends are kind of booked up with family stuff, so I'm not sure how it's all going to work out. Yeah, either that or I'll just be too tired by then. I have been around for 10 days, so we'll see once. A break. And Mike wanted to comment on your Vince Scully audio there. I've got it queued up on the computer here. I'm going to listen to it as soon as the net's over. And talking about memorable sports announcers or events, of course, it's got to be Ernie Harwell, 40-some years broadcasting the Tigers on the radio. I still miss that style of broadcasting and his voice. A couple of years after his passing, someone did an Ernie Harwell play, and a bunch of us in the family went to that. And if you ever get a chance, if it pops up again, it's well worth your $25, $30, whatever. And my son and I were fortunate enough. We went to Ernie's last broadcast, 2002. Of course, it was at Comerica Park, the new park at that point. Weren't a lot of fans in the stand, I didn't think, but we were there, and looked right up over our shoulder, and you could see him hanging out the window at the broadcast booth. So I was there for Ernie's last game in Detroit, his last broadcast game, I should say. So very memorable. Those are good memories. KWQK, look forward to seeing many of you at breakfast in the morning.
Okay, thank you, Pete. That was quite interesting, and I would say that being at that last broadcast of Ernie Harwell would be right up there with winning a championship for sure. Okay, let's go to Mark, KC8ZAT, and Nicholas, stand by.
Well, this is KCAZAT, and greetings to the Monday Evening Social Hour Network. Sounds like a pretty good net tonight. So, Tony, thanks for taking the net. You do a great job at it. And then I just had a short thing to add, and that is, I think it was maybe 7 days ago, 10 days ago, we had a pretty good blow through of the weather coming through. And so I made it a habit when I get a good, like a really good storm nearby or something like that, I go ahead and I turn on my handheld and listen on the 86 repeater to see what's going on. And so I was able to keep track of what's happening. And I think the biggest part of the last storm we had was somewhere between Music and Buckley, and I'm about maybe 3 or 4 miles just north of Buckley. So we still got in there pretty good, but I didn't have anything to report because, no broken branches or funnel clouds or anything like that. But it was a pretty good storm. But I think just the idea of the practice of getting on the air, seeing what's going on and what reports on the ground is a good thing to do. So it keeps me on my toes. So that's it. So this is Mark KCAT and back to my control.
Okay, Mark. Thank you for reminder that we should all be keeping our eye on the weather this time of year. Even when we have seemingly good weather, there could be something sneaking up on us across the lake there, and it's just not a bad thing to glance at the weather report once a day, maybe, and if anything's coming up, get on the radio for sure. Okay, let's go to Nicholas, K88. November Hotel, and Mike, stand by.
Yeah, WATCM, this is Kilo Delta 8, November Hotel. Nicholas on this side of the mic. And Tony, thanks a lot for taking the net. Let me just say that thank you very much for the net even being here. I listen to it most weeks and try to pitch in when I can and, you know, check in. But great group of guys, everybody checking in, and the new ones that are coming along, it's great to hear you too. Let's see here. Subject of the evening, I was reminded about a few things. Actually, I was listening. I had a first subject that I was going to share, but then I reminded about some other things here. So my great-grandmother was a baseball fan, and she loved listening to baseball. So, of course, Ernie Harwell, you know, he was played in the background, and I maybe even listened to a few games as younger than I even knew the man. I'm going to break here for a second. Okay, and back to it. She left me a baseball that's signed by Ernie Harwell and Paul, I can't remember his last name, it's like Paul Klarney or something like that. But I got it on my bookcase here as a like little remembrance of her and what that cool ball is. Anyway, then as Pete was checking in here talking about the last game with Ernie Harwell, that reminded me that my family took me to the second-to-last baseball game at the old Tiger Stadium. So I was present for that second-to-last game in the stadium. I don't know when Ernie's last game was, but I know that I was there the second game before they shut down the old stadium. So that's pretty cool that I was in the stadium at that point. Now, the first subject I was going to share, though, before I remembered that, one break real quick for this. When I was young, maybe before 10 years old, because I can't remember it very well, but I have pictures and such, my father took me to the Detroit hydroplane boat races, which was very cool. And I remember that being just amazing as a kid because, you know, the boats are going super fast and the water is spewing out of them really, you know, far into the air. And he got me in the pits with all the, you know, the racers and stuff, and I was a very little kid. I got a whole album of this stuff to still look at today. So there's some stuff from KD8NH's past and all that, and great subject.
No,
I'm gonna hand it back
5,
to the net, and,
8,
thanks everybody
3,
being out there.
4,
7, 3,
1, 0, timeout.
Nicholas, that is really great, and that's really great that you've got a memento from your grandmother. Awesome, and the boat races and things like that, fascinating. Last time I was in Tiger Stadium was the first and the last time I went to a game, I think in the 8th grade, and it was 1958. It was a long time ago. Anyway, well, let's go to Mike, NHPNK, and Edgar, standby.
Yeah, hey, thanks there. As far as it goes with sporting events and stuff, not a whole lot that I can recall having, you know, that stands out. Mostly a lot of karate tournaments and that kind of stuff as a kid was mostly what our family did a lot of. Between that, you know, and then a little bit of, I'd say probably the most interesting thing that's happened was I did get to meet Triple H and The Rock at the Detroit airport once while we were flying to a karate tournament. That's probably about as crazy as it gets for me. But just enjoying everybody's stories here. Thanks for sharing. It's definitely interesting to hear, you know, kind of everybody's perspective on what's standing out for their memories. But, yeah, thank you very much for the net tonight, and I'll give it back to the net here. Thank you. 7-3.
Mike, thanks for joining us tonight. And, yeah, your contribution is right in there with everybody, and it's I think what this has done tonight is this brought back some memories for all of us, and it's fun to hear what others have experienced. Let's go to Edgar, K-A-8-H-Y-E, the only guy with an A in his call sign that I am aware of, that I know of anyway. And then Scott, standby. Edgar, go ahead.
Okay, this is K-A-8-H-Y-E. That labels me as being a long time in the quarter century club. So anyway, thanks for taking the net, Tony. And Ernie Harwell. Ernie Harwell was the sound of summer, especially my high school years.
They can listen to that when they're doing yard work or cleaning up whatever of the summer jobs. So it was, like I said, the sound of summer. And the Jarvis Area Model Airplane Club air show is this Saturday. If anybody's interested, it's going to be out to the new field off in Euchre Road. So everybody's welcome. This is KAHYE.
Okay, the sound of summer, that is really great to express that memory in the back of many of our minds that are old enough. Let's go to Scott, WS1J, and Kevin, KD8WWU, stand by. Go ahead, Scott.
Okay, good evening, Tony, and good evening, everybody on the net. Tony, thanks for taking the net. Awesome job, as usual. And your signal is really solid. It's solid into the receiver, so congratulations on all that's taken to get that done. Well, after spending 32 years in the Boston area, of course, I have a bunch of stories about Red Sox and Patriots, but I'll put those on the shelf for later because they pale in comparison to the stories that you guys are telling about tonight. And I think what did come to mind that's kind of relevant with the FIFA happening here in North America is in 2017, my wife and I tagged on to a trip I had to do to our company headquarters in Paris, and we were in Paris for business, and then we stayed over. Had a little hotel by the Champs-Élysées, went to dinner one night, and then took the train back home, and we were getting out at our stop, not too far from the hotel, but enough of a walking distance, to see there's fireworks going off, there's flames everywhere, people shouting, all kinds of booms, rackets, and screaming and yelling, and police lights everywhere, only to find out that it was the Paris team had just won the football league for France, the French national championships. So that was all a lot of fun, and jumped on a train the next morning for Barcelona, checked into our hotel, went for dinner, came back out of dinner, took our tram back to the hotel. The street again was on fire, going all everywhere, firecrackers, people screaming, yelling, shouting, and police everywhere, because Barcelona had just won the Spanish national championships. So with that, we took a little trip and fled for Italy. So that's about all I have for you for this evening. I hope everybody has been having a great evening, and thanks, Tony, for the topic, because I think it was a lot of fun. And great stories. I'll have to look up on Ernie Harwell, not being a Michigander. I got a little history to do. Anyway, talk to you guys all later. Back to you in the W8PCM. This is WX1J.
Scott, that was a doubleheader memory, great memory that you got of a couple of celebrations over there on the other side of the pond. And I can only imagine that the next week or so is going to be sort of like that, pretty big celebration over in the New York area. And it'll be interesting just to see some of that coverage. Let's go to Kevin, KD9WWU, and after that we'll stand by for any late check-ins. Kevin, go ahead.
I know this club really wants me to be a KD8. I'm still going to be a KD9 for just a little bit longer, but I'm going to apply for a KD8, so we'll see what happens. Anyway, let's get back to the topic at hand. Back in 1994, on October 7th, I had the ability or had the offer to watch Walter Payton break Jimmy Brown rushing record. So that was kind of a unique opportunity for me to watch that happen. So, anyways, great job, Tony, and we'll see you tomorrow morning. Bright and early breakfast. This is Kilo Delta 9, 50 with
Kevin, you brought us in to fall. We'll have to pick up some football memories this coming fall. And just a note, I wrote you down as KD8WWU, and just before I handed the mic over to you, I changed it to an H. So I'm sorry, I had you as an 8, and I changed you over to a 9. So we'll just wait on you changing that number if you want to, but you're still welcome anytime. We've reached the bottom of the list now. This is W8TCM. I'll listen for any additional check-ins. If you haven't checked in yet, the Monday Night Social Hour, and we wish to do so, please call now. Okay, I thought I copied a KD9BQS. Could you come back phonetically?
Kilo Delta Niner, Victor, Quebec to November.
KD9VQN. I've got you in there. Okay, any more check-ins? Next check-in, please call now.
Kilo Delta. November Tango.
I caught a Kilo Delta, missed the number in a Hotel November Tango. Come again.
Yep, Kilo Delta 8, Hotel November Tango, time in East Jordan, in the mobile.
Okay, you came through loud and clear that time, Tom. Any more check-ins, please call now. All right, let's go back to KD9DQN. Go ahead and introduce yourself with your first name and tell us how you're doing.
Yes, sir. My first name is Brian Bravo Romeo Yankee Alpha November. Visiting here in Mackinac City with the wife. We're on vacation. Planning on going over to the island tomorrow and then over the bridge on Wednesday and continue the trip back to Illinois via Wisconsin. Over.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun up there. Hope that the weather is good for you and the waters are calm. Spent a little bit of time up there. I'd always recommend to anybody that gets up in that area to try to visit the island. And made many trips around the Great Lakes there, and it's always fun to go down through Wisconsin, Bedford Peninsula in Wisconsin, too. So thanks for checking in tonight, Brian. Safe travels to you. Let's go to Tom, KD8HNT, and then we will close the net. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, hopefully we're getting in there. You got Tom here, KD8HNT, and we're kind of in the back of the woods here, just kind of checking the trout stream here. And just wanted to say howdy there, check in the net, and say howdy to everybody. And we had a vacation, 4-day weekend. The wife and I, we did a little camping, not far from home, just over by Boynton City and on Lake Charlevoix there at the Charlevoix County Campground, which is a small campground, but it is extremely nice, quiet, peaceful, right on the water. It was really nice. We had a nice, relaxing time. First time that me and her ever went camping or anything without kids or someone else with us in 34 years of our marriage. So it was very enjoyable. And, I don't have a whole lot there, so just wanted to give a shout out there, say hi to everybody. Everybody sounds good. And
thanks for checking in with us tonight, Tom, and especially while you're out there camping. It's that time of year, and a great time to get out. If you're going to do any fishing, I wish you well with the fishing. Understood that there was, I don't know if it was this past weekend, and we were supposed to have a free fishing day or so. Haven't fished in a number of years, so I'm not sure how that goes. But thanks again for checking in, and feel free to check in anytime. Okay, before we close the net, if I missed any check-ins or if anybody has questions or comments, go ahead and do a recheck now. Okay, nothing heard. So this will include the Monday evening social hour net. This net will meet again next Monday here on the repeater immediately following the 8 p.m. T-Barge net. This is KE8SBZ. Tony, it's actually, this is operating this evening as net control under the club call sign W8TCM. I'll now close the net and return the repeater to general amateur use. It has been fun, and hope to see you out there again. Thank you, everyone. Good evening, and thank you for your participation. But yeah, ATCM is clear.
KD9VQN with a question on parks on the air activation here in town.
KD9VQN, go ahead.
Roger, I activated at, I have a problem pronouncing it, but the park there right below the bridge, I activated there this afternoon. But I was looking, there's a Coast Guard ship that is a national park here on the, I guess the Huron, the east side of the town there. Is that the place that I can set up and operate from?
Hey, Brian, I am not sure. I would put that question out there to anybody that might be listening. I don't know. I haven't tried doing an activation up in that area yet, but now that you bring it up, I'll certainly be looking for it next camping trip in northern Michigan. Any other listeners out there that might have an answer for... Yep, I'm sorry, I believe it was, am I talking to Tom or Brian?
Brian, over.
Okay, thank you, Brian. KD9VQN. Anyone out there can answer the question? Don't hear anything out there. I guess you'll have to check and look on the POTA sites and see if anything is listed up in that area.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the comeback, and that's my next step then, is hitting the website for the Park Service and seeing what they have on there and maybe a contact number that I can call. I know a lot of guys do activations on ships in Texas, California, and on the East Coast, so I don't know whether those are scheduled times or if they're just open to the general public whenever, but I do appreciate the question being asked through the group, and thank you for your response, 73, and have a good evening.
Thank you, Brian. Hope you find an activation up there somewhere. Have a good evening. Check in with us sometime again. KE89VQN, this is KE8SBZ, and we are clear.
Hey, Brian, I have a comment. Whiskey X-ray 1 Juliet, WX1J, Scott.
Yes, Scott, go ahead. Thank you.
Yeah, I know there is up there an icebreaker.
It's called the Mackinac Maritime Museum, and it's an icebreaker. I'm not sure if it's a photo park. I just tried looking up photo park, and my machine's dragging its anchor, no pun intended. So I wasn't able to find out if it's got a park number on it. But they're certainly open for business, and you might be able to stop by and tell somebody what you're doing and see if they'll let you poke an antenna in the air. With that, good luck, and welcome to the area, and good luck with that. That's all I have for you. Back to you from Whiskey X-Ray 1 Juliet.
Okay, Scott, thank you very much. I will do that. We're planning on hitting the bridge Wednesday, though, so I don't know. We'll see what time we come back from the island tomorrow and take it from there. But my wife has been more than gracious in letting me do my plane radio. I activated down at Skeen State Park yesterday, and then I was able to do, I can never pronounce the name, but the park under the lake or under the bridge this afternoon. So it's been a good radio trip already.
Awesome. Well, you certainly are making the best use of time. So that's good, and good luck with that. With that, I'll let you go. Have a good evening. WX1J.
KD9BQN, clear with WX1J, Scott. Have a good evening.
N8PNK, N8PNK. N8PNK, N8PNK. This is Kilo Delta 8 number hotel calling on 86.
KD8N8,
Howdy, Mike. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing well, brother. How about yourself?
I'm fantastic. Just about to plug in my power supply.
Gotcha. Were you looking to maybe try some HF stuff here today?
Yes, QSL on that, QSL on that. I am looking to try some HF stuff, possibly a CW contact if you have the patience, and maybe even do some hunting. We'll see what happens here. I believe I have 40 meters tuned up here already. Oh yeah, there it is, already coming in loud. So where are you at? Are you in your shack right now?
QSL, yeah, I'm back in the shack here. I just popped back in. I got the HF rig all tuned up here. I'm actually already on 40 meters.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll open up this repeater to other amateur radio use, and we can go to just texting each other. And we might as well find out if these radios can hit simplex also while we're here. So I'll monitor 5 after this. NAPNK, thanks for the contact here on the repeater, letting us know the shack is warmed up. And my radio monitors both the repeater and the 5/8. So if you don't hear me there or have trouble contacting me, I'll be on the repeater also. But yeah. KD8NH, I'll be clear.
QSL, I'll go ahead and clear the repeater here. This is N8PNK. I do not have dual monitoring, by the way. I only have single monitoring, so I will switch over to 5/8, see if I can hit you. If I don't hear anything, I'll pop back over here just for monitoring, and we'll follow up on text. N8PNK, 73.